This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Top stories of the day. So apparently, obviously there are a lot of teams that would be interested in trying to trade for Micah Parsons, but the Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia Eagles, made a strong push, according to ESPN, to trade for Micah Parsons this summer. Philadelphia called Dallas to try to acquire Parsons, but the Cowboys had no interest, duh, in trading their two-time All-Pro pass rusher within their own division, especially their biggest rival. I guess you can't, but you don't know if you don't ask. The you-know-what's on the Eagles to call Jerry Jones and be like, yeah, we'll take him off your hands for you. I mean, the Cowboys at that point anyway were pretty set on, no, we're not trading Parsons. We're going to make this deal work. Whew, but he got a lot. The deal with the Packers, you know, we're talking a lot about Benito's contract. I'm shocked the Broncos got it for that. Yeah, go Pokes texting and conspiracy theory. Are the Broncos doing a lot of what Steve Ballmer's doing? I don't know. Big key is they're not paying the quarterback. That's why they have so much to throw around. I'm not paying the quarterback. Still in a weird spot with Russell Wilson. How the hell did they get this done? It's absolutely wild. So that was interesting. Parsons ended up with the Packers. Four-year, $188 million deal. Record-breaking deal there. The defending champ, Philadelphia Eagles, are not the favorite to win the Super Bowl, according to the betting odds. That belongs to the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. The Bills and the Ravens are each listed at plus 650. The Eagles are next at plus 700, followed by the Chiefs at plus 800. So Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Chiefs, and then down the line, you got the Lions, you got the Packers, and the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm worried about the Bengals, man. I feel like if the Bengals could have found a way to play like one more possession of defense, they probably get in the playoffs and they probably do something crazy. So the line tonight is part of our Thursday night special coming up. Eagles are opened up as a 7-point favorite. The line has grown over the last week. And what I've seen is mainly, you know, you went from 7 to now 8.5. Whew. It's a big one. No, I didn't. Big Hub, did you see EA Sports will no longer do NCAA basketball? It will now be 2K. I thought, is EA, oh, 2K is going to do NCAA basketball? Good. I think more of these like video game stuff, like EA just owns all these games and stuff. There's just no incentive to get better. You got to get back to having 2K rocking it and competing with all of them overall. And I know that football mainly has been the big one, but First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. How about this one, Mike? The new College Sports Commission has cleared more than 8,300 name, image, and likeness deals worth nearly $80 million. Said on Thursday, in its first full update on how the new system is working. This is the system that is supposed to approve or disapprove of NIL deals. That's been relaxed. They're trying to see if they can get that tighter, but that's not going to fly. So then it went back to, okay, whatever, you float by. The commission is in charge of approving contracts worth $600 or more between college athletes and third-party companies. Said 28,342 students signed up on its NIL Go platform between June 11th, which it launched, and August 31st. Nearly 3,200 representatives or agents had also signed up. It's a lot of cheese, man. $80 million spread out between 8,300 name, image, and likeness deals. Now, this whole thing was created as a part of the House settlement, which allows schools to pay athletes directly for their NIL while also offering them a chance to make money from outside groups. So they're getting money from the school, and they're getting endorsement deals. NIL Go is in charge of analyzing all of those outside deals. 332 deals had not been cleared to date. I would be curious to know what really classifies as something that's approved. Because 332, they're still like, they're waiting. They haven't been cleared, but they're, I guess, still researching, looking at these. 75 have been resubmitted. And none of these so far have entered arbitration, which is available for parties who feel their deals have been wrongly rejected. So out of 332 deals, none of them have gone to arbitration. 75 of those 332 deals have been resubmitted. You know, think on it again, Commission. If you disagree and think that we are not going to get to contracts eventually, you're out of your mind. We are going to get to college athlete player contracts. Absolutely.
I did the quick math. Probably did it wrong. It looks like the average contract would be worth $9,600.
Yeah. Wow. The average is almost how much? $900,000?
$9,600.
Oh, $9,000. Okay, sorry. I've got all these
so
zeros.
You've got your Nikes in there, and yeah. You've got your Bob's Pot Shop.
Well, that's the thing. Most are Bob's. Well, not Pot Shop. Bad form, Shmee.
I mean, you never know. Like there could be like some 21-year-old who's like, I like reefer.
Most deals are going to be, you guys are familiar with high school sports, right? Most deals are going to be like that. Like the boosters that put their stuff up in the programs for the teams, and they have their little signs up throughout the field, which I love. I love it. We all did that stuff. It's amazing. But the signage around the stadiums and the courts and the shout-outs and the PA, like those are all probably a couple $100 a pop or a month or whatever that looks like. That's what most of these deals are. We're talking – I would like to do a study, Mike, like on Alabama. Now, Alabama's going down. Your boy's really just torching Alabama. Over there. He's just torching them. He's bringing that bad Washington flavor over there, and it's just ugly.
Bad Washington flavor? What are you talking about? We were number one in the country.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if you count that that Michigan victory as a loss.
So, Ohio State. How much do you guess? If you're saying the average is 9,000 across the country, is that right?
Yeah, 9,600.
That's just NIL deals, though, right?
Yeah, you said the 80 million.
Yeah, that's just NIL.
For 8,300 people.
And that's not to say like what the school's actually paying them. So who knows? I wonder what the average is throughout the year. How much do you think the lowest paid Ohio State player makes?
Oh, probably like 10,000, maybe 100,000.
10,000, that's a big window. 10,000 to 100,000, you think the lowest?
I don't know.
Player on the totem pole at Ohio State, I think you were closer to 10,000. Do you think? Do you really think the worst player on Ohio State's roster is making $10,000?
I mean,
I'm
the
asking.
Worst
I don't
player
know.
With an NIL deal is probably I mean, it's Ohio State.
Well, and it's not just NIL either. It's, I mean, they could, the school's paying them now.
Are we talking about stuff we can track or not track?
What?
I mean, there's probably stuff that we can track that they can't track that maybe, you know, Jimbo John from Ohio State's getting from Jack's car dealership.
I would like to know. Because, okay, how much do you think the best player for Colorado State's making? I mean, we heard that $600,000 was being floated around BFN's name, but Torrey Horton was the big name last year. Was he at $1 million?
No.
You don't think Torrey Horton was at $1 million last year?
No.
Of NIL, because this was before the house settlement.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. $600,000?
No.
Well, if BFN was offered allegedly $600,000 from K-State, surely he was making that at CSU, or he didn't need it, I guess. I'll bet Torrey was making. You don't think how much do you need Clifford, who got drafted in the first round? How much do you think he was making?
Yeah, but that guy is very unique in his history.
Stop. Be a real boy for a second. Just be real for a second.
Oh, I didn't mean to make that pun on purpose.
It's ingrained in you. It's part of your. It's in your bloodstream. It's who you are.
I hope he moves to New York.
Was Neek making $500,000? It's a lot of money being thrown around, man. It's just Go Pokes, is that for Ohio State? 120? Oh, wow. I just got this random story. Thank you, Big Hub. Raiders wide receiver Amari Cooper has informed the team that he no longer has a desire to play and intends to retire. So, interesting. Cooper had signed at the end of camp in a hopeful reunion with the team that drafted him. Now he's headed home from Las Vegas. It's weird timing. You get through all the camp stuff and the grind of that, and now you're getting ready for the regular season. Yeah, interesting timing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, we've got our Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question coming up next. So get your little fingers ready to dial that number, because I'm looking to register somebody for the $20 gift certificate for Diamond Valley Collectibles. But that will also, if you win it, that will also insert you into the grand prize drawing of a $100 gift certificate and an autographed NFL jersey. Still figuring out the details. You might be able to pick from a few, but dude, legit, you want this stuff. Even if it's not your team, you can get it and you can maybe sell it. You could do something. You could figure it out, I'm sure, or make it a great Christmas gift. So the Diamond Valley Collectibles trivia question of the day is coming up next. It's a whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Football, the NFL, and the Broncos on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
One, two, three, up! My baby, don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Twenty-three minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We got Thursday night special coming up later today. Eagles, Cowboys. Where are we going on that one? We're going 1-0. I'll tell you that, Mike. Wherever I go is where you should go. Just that's all I'm saying. We're going to go 1-0, and then we got the rest of the picks. The picks are on Friday, and everybody knows that. But on Thursdays, it's different. Michael, should we give someone a chance to win a $20 gift certificate to Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor? What do you think?
I think that would be an excellent idea.
All right, this would put you in the 1-4 because there was we didn't have a show on Monday, so you'll be 1-4 chance to win the $20 gift certificate that we'll pick tomorrow after the last trivia day, and then that person not only will you have $20 of gift certificate cash in your pocket for Diamond Valley Collectibles, you're going to be entered in the $100 gift card prize and a signed jersey, NFL jersey. So let's get to it. The Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor trivia question of the day. Colorado State football getting set to take on the UNC Bears football team this weekend. My question is, from October 6, 1900 to September 7th, 2024, so last year, the Rams and the Bears in football have played each other how many times? How many times have they played each other? Call right now. First Advantage Hotline. 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Be the fifth caller. Fifth caller with that answer. I know you're Googling it. Nobody knows that off the top of their head. Did you know that off the top of your head?
I know everything off the top of my head.
They played each other a lot.
The answer is two, right?
No. No, no, no. No, Go Pokes, you're wrong on that one. Sorry, my friend. Way too high. Way too high on that one. 970-353-1310. How many times have the Colorado State Rams played the UNC Bears in their football history from October 6, 1900 to September 7, 2024? No, Go? What was the guess?
The guess was five.
Ooh. I'm going to give hints now because you guys are striking out. Way too low.
I got another guess, and it was seven.
Way too low.
I feel like they're just throwing darts at a board. That's and getting the numbers.
Well, these are... Okay, I'm giving you hints right now. GoPoke said 56. We had a caller say number seven. So 56 is too high. Number seven is way too low. 56 is far too high. Number seven is far too low. 970-353-1310. GoPoke, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. 970-353-1310. You guys are breaking the rules. People are texting in. Did we even say, like, we said call, but you guys are just, the hooligans do whatever the hell they want on this show, Mike.
I say text. Are more people texting? I'm getting a call
text.
Now. Hang on.
Call, text. We're getting tons of texts. 15, Big Hub. No, I'll give answers and say no and work through it. Oh.
We got a winner.
Did we get it? We got a tie. Does the tie go to the runner?
Tie goes to the guy who called me.
Tie goes to the guy that called. Tie goes to the guy that called. Sorry, Faith.
Sorry Faith. We love
you. Sorry, 303. Sorry, 970. Sorry, 303. No, nobody.
Faith, you were great on Friday.
Only two people got it right. So the answer, Mike, go on.
20.
20. 20 times, and we got the winner. You will be registered for a chance to win a $20 gift certificate. Man, I feel like a game show host right now. I feel like Bob Barker. 20 is the answer. Bonus question, what's the record? Pretty obvious. I think you guys should know. He said, Chris, sorry, it's over. He said, Chris, trying to get in there. Hey, we'll have another chance tomorrow. Faith says, thanks, Mike. Can't call in. I got texters all over the place. The answer is 20. Go Pokes, you were hovering around it after that 56 debacle, and you went to 23 and 27. The record is 20-0. Who won? You don't have to say their full name, just first name.
John from Fort Collins.
John from Fort Collins. Is he going to, I wonder if he's going to go to the game this weekend. You probably didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
Took down the necessary. You're getting like their information so we can contact them, right? You're not just like saying, good job, John, and then writing down, John won.
Yeah, his number is 970-33. Wait, what's our studio line?
You don't even know our own number. 970-353.
How much NyQuil did I take last night?
Even Go Pokes text in. He's like, is Michael going to be okay? People are worried about you. You do not sound like your typical weird self. You still sound weird.
NyQuil is like, that really Fs me up. I don't take a lot of it.
I can't do NyQuil. I can't do it. I mean, I sleep okay with it, but I wake up and it feels like I was on like a 10-day bender. I am out of it. I feel nauseous. I'm just dizzy. I can't do it, man. Not doing NyQuil.
I couldn't breathe, so that's why I had to do the NyQuil. Like I can barely sleep as it is, like, but I can't sleep like coughing and my nose is all plugged and stuff. So I have to have the NyQuil.
So the answer is 20 times since October 6, 1900 to September 7, 24. I thought I would have said probably, if I was guessing, I know all the answers. I would have guessed like a low number. I would have said probably like 7 or something like that. I'm surprised they played that much. Let's see. Do you think the Bears have a question here? Do the Bears have any chance to beat the Rams?
If BFN takes Kansas State's offer.
No, it's over. That's all said and done.
I mean, he could take the offer and just like, I'm going to go next year.
Oh, John texting in now, too. He said he will be at the game on Saturday. Great.
I normally would go for...
I don't know if they have a chance.
No, normally I would go for UNC because like, they're the Greeley school. However, Washington played CSU, so I need CSU to wipe the floor with UNC.
You do. That's how it works. You're just being a responsible, formulaic fan, and now that would be you root for your wins and losses, essentially. If someone beats you, you're rooting for them. If you beat them, you're rooting the same way.
Yeah, I want CSU to win every game this year, so Washington's victory looks astounding.
Nobody cares about Washington. Last year in the first quarter, Colorado State was up 10-7. At that point, there was definitely like, ooh, 10-7. CSU scored 14 in the second, so it was 24-7 at the half. And then they get, 24-7. Then UNC scores to make it 24-14. It's a 10-point game in the third quarter. The Rams finish it up, get 7 in the third, 7 in the fourth, ended up winning 38-17. I picture on Friday, everybody knows that, so I'm not willing to say, can they win? Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, Mike, any given Saturday, is that the saying? It could happen, but they're very big underdogs. I don't know if there will be a line. Derbs probably knows. He's back there in his lab cooking up spreads and doing all this interesting stuff and pouring, you know, things out of a cup into another cup, and he's dissecting it. He's got his lab coat on. I'm sure he'll find a spread for us, but I would imagine the spread is 30-plus.
Not as big as last year.
What was the spread last year?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I'm guessing they... the odds makers see UNC as better than last year.
Do they know that they just lost their starting quarterback?
They don't pay attention to the FCS.
Well, then they, okay, then you. I don't know the answer. Is CSU better than they were last year at this time? I think the answer would be yes at this time. Are they a better football team overall than they were last year? It's hard to say. Hard to say but I think the fact you're shaking your head, dude. They were taking it to Washington for a while, man.
I was shaking the NyQuil out of my head, not shaking Faith, negatively.
Faith says stick to the Robitussin. Stick to that. Maybe you should get off NyQuil. I don't think you're like a zombie today. You remind me of a zombie from The Walking Dead.
More zombie than normal.
Yeah, more than normal.
The problem is, like, I don't have any antibodies, and I don't have many, and the antibodies that I have are, like, all French and cowardly, so they just kind of run away from the fight, and the virus just takes over.
Do you think losing the kidney stone, maybe the kidney stone was, like, keeping everything at bay?
It could have been.
You lost it, and now it's,
the
like,
virus
part
was
of
like,
you?
It was like, oh, there's a kidney stone here. we don't want to be a part of that.
It was massive, dude. Yeah, Faith says I'm worried about you, Mike. Mike, people are worried. Last week it was a kidney stone the size of Nantucket, and this week it's you're sick and coughing all over the place. And I think whatever it is, you gave me a form of it because my voice is gone. I don't feel sick or anything, but my voice has been weird the last couple of days. Dude down the hall, no spread yet. If I take an educated guess, I'd say upper 30s, CSU minus 38.5. Now, they scored 38 last year against the Bears, but the Bears put up 17.
I think this game's going to be on ESPN Plus, so this would be one I would definitely tune into.
I think it's also going to be on altitude.
I don't have that. Well,
for a lot of other people that can watch altitude.
Well, I hope it's on ESPN Plus.
Oh, it'll be on ESPN Plus, but I know it's going to be on altitude as well. This game will be. Fighter's chance? I don't know. Texter just asked, fighter's chance? If Peter Castelli was not hurt, maybe. I don't know.
You know, if Drew Bledsoe wasn't hurt, the Patriots would have gone to the Super Bowl and won it.
We never know, Mike. You know, you look at this Bears team and maybe there's something. Do you think the fact that they didn't destroy Shadron State is a bad look for the Bears, Mike? Or can you also look at it and remember Shadron State came into Greeley and whooped them like 7-8 years ago? So does that mean this is a different Bears team than we've witnessed in the past? Or is it going to be more of the same?
Look, I'm going to play a little Homer here. Well, it was rainy outside. You know, there was a rain delay. And
what happens
when you're the team that has momentum and there's a rain delay? Oh, you lose all the momentum.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault. I blame the weather.
It was weird because, you know, Peter Castelli goes down and then a lightning strike happens right after. So you go on almost a 2-hour delay because lightning just kept striking. And every time it strikes, it's like you got to wait another half hour or 40 minutes or something in between. So that just kept happening to this team. But I do think that the fact that they got right back, when they did get back on the field, they went down and got a field goal. Eric Gibson Jr. leading this team. I don't know a lot about him yet. I do think, you know, in that second half, maybe the Bears, especially once Castelli goes down, they're kind of like, let's just, can we run this out? Can we run this clock out a little bit and see how it goes? So we're going to find out a little bit. Good luck. His first start, you know, for the Bears is going to be, I believe it's going to be a packed house. It sounds like it's going to be a sellout. It's their Ag Day. They're going to be wearing the pumpkin orange and the alfalfa colors and my favorite colors, by the way. So it's definitely going to be a pumped up crowd. What are you talking about? You don't like that color?
I like orange, but what color is alfalfa?
Green.
Alfalfa is green?
Yeah. You need to get out more. We're surrounded by alfalfa. I mean, there's a lot of alfalfa farmers around here. I used to call it when I was little alfalfa.
I thought alfalfa was like those big bales of circle thingies.
Of hay?
Well, no, not like the square ones, like the big circle ones.
You can make circle ones. You can make square ones, too. Just depends on how you bale it.
Look,
and it's green.
Born in the city.
Most plants are typically kind of green at one point.
Oh, we're born. I was raised by the city.
What color is alfalfa? I'm trying to show you a picture. Here we go. Animals love it. See, nice and green. There, Mike. How's that grab you?
Okay, that's not a great green.
Oh, that's a cool green.
They need to keep their normal green. That's a quality green, and then have the orange.
Oh, I'm 100% for CSU making the pumpkin orange and the alfalfa colors their permanent colors.
Yeah, because orange is the greatest color ever.
I like the mix with green.
My problem with the mix with green is it reminds me of the University of Miami, hate Miami.
Look at these. Look at that sharp. I'm showing you. Look at that. It does look like Miami, though, doesn't it?
It does.
But they got their little ram there with his little hat on the top. I like that. I think they should go with that all the time. That's my piece on that. I think I got a lot of pushback on that sometimes, but I think those should be the official colors. I don't like the green and gold. I'm just going to say it. I don't like green and gold. Everybody's gold around here. Bears are blue and gold. Rams are green and gold.
The Nuggets are gold.
Buffs are... That's different. How dare you? You take that out. You edit that. You go back into the podcast and you edit that out. The Buffs are black and gold.
The Nuggets are gold.
The Nuggets are winning gold. You know, Joker's doing it on a regular basis. So
the Nuggets are fool's gold. They're iron pyrite.
Ask 2023 if they were fool's gold. Go on. Go ask 2023 that question.
Okay, well.
40 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest. What?
I'm sorry. That's not true.
On the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hulse Show on 1310 KFKA.
Eden Country Club is Northern Colorado's hidden gem of a golf course. They sport some of the best greens in Northern Colorado. And listen, you know, season's not done yet. You got plenty of opportunities to go out and get some great golf in. We're not getting to that nasty weather just yet, although I think it's going to be pretty interesting starting this afternoon, at least according to Cody at Denver Front Range and Weather. So just keep an eye out on the skies, but plenty of opportunities here in the next month or so to get out for some great golfing. I actually like it when it's a little bit cooler, too. That's the Eden Country Club. You can also sign up for tournaments that are open to the public. Check them out online or talk about getting your membership at EdenCC.net. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. All right, the Lorado Whiskey Poll question of the day. In honor of Nick Benito signing his four-year contract extension, who's going to be the better pass rusher when it's all said and done? Von Miller still going, but for the Broncos, is Nick Benito going to be one of those Hall of Fame type players where maybe he even edges out the great, one of the greats in all time history for the Denver Broncos? First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Got the NFL opening up tonight, Michael. We're back, baby. Philadelphia Eagles set to host the Cowboys, and we got our Thursday night special ready to go. We got rule changes. We got point of emphasis stuff to be looking out for. The league tweaked its kickoff, 2 years ago, or was that last year? It was last year. They're always trying to do things. They've worked on overtime, new technology to come in and support its on-the-field officials. Yeah, we got some interesting things. So the kickoff touchback moved to the 35-yard line. What replay officials, how about this one? What replay officials can and can't do at this point? So there's going to be interesting things of how this goes. Replay officials cannot call for a flag to be thrown if the on-field officials didn't. So that was something that was trying to be pushed over. There's something there, even if it's clear in the video evidence that one should have been. The reason for this, the reason that they decided to go this route is other league officials said is that owners want to maintain the aesthetic of officiating the game on the field. Giving replay officials responsibility for throwing flags when necessary, they say, is kind of against that. So being able to go and review, and I'm glad that would slow the freaking game down. Just if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. It's part of sports. It's human nature.
If you get it wrong, you get it wrong, and the Rams go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So there's that one. Slight change for the onside kicks. Teams can now they can declare their intent to attempt an onside kick at any point in the game. It was only supposed to be in the fourth quarter. Thank goodness that was so stupid. The NFL also tweaked the alignment of the kickoff team in hopes of giving it a better chance going forward. Guaranteed possession in overtime, except The teams that open overtime on defense will get a possession, even if the offensive team scores a touchdown on its opening drive. Then it was the first touchdown of overtime. So they've tweaked a few things here of what they started last year and how they changed, you know, compared to a season ago. But got to keep tweaking the onside kick thing was so stupid. You take the element of surprise out of it. 12:48 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. I got buy or sell. We got the Thursday night special. And there's a treat. This intro is the best intro I've ever heard. Mr. Brian Gary stepping in with an amazing start to the season. You are not going to want to miss this. Thursday night special is about 20 minutes away. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Let's have a drink. Football 52, the two-man game. Cody the weather guy and Front Range Spare Change. We do more than just radio. We have the best podcasts around. Get them all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and 1310kfka.com.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310kfka. Go Bears.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by Chevron. Harvest season is here, and On the Rocks Liquor has everything apple related with ciders from Strongbow, Seattle Cider Company, and Stem, or maybe you want to try apple cider whiskey from J Seeds. Man, they got it all over there at On the Rocks Liquor. They are changing with the season, and we are in for some temperature changes, it sounds like, starting even this afternoon, and then tomorrow is going to be nice and cool as we approach another busy football Friday presented by the brand new Big City Roadhouse. You guys got to check this place out. I've only heard the concept, and I love cables, and I love that location, and I love the setting and the surroundings, so I'm excited to see what the new menu is and what some of the changes are they're going to add to this place. So just stay tuned. We'll be telling you more and more about Big City Roadhouse, especially on a football Friday. We got Thursday night special coming up in the final hour of the show. Also, Kevin Lytle going to join us at 1:30. And then Rams Weekly, presented by Miranda Simpson at State Farm Insurance, starts at 2 o'clock today. That is a full 1 hour, all things Colorado State look with yours truly and our Rams insider from the Colorado and Kevin Lytle. So stick with us. Dude, we got action-packed. So 2 o'clock to 3, we got Rams Weekly. Later at 5 o'clock, we got high school football training camp coverage. I believe it's Severance tonight. Is that right? Is it Severance? I believe so. And then we have the Thursday night football game between first game of the season in the NFL between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. There's no reason to turn away. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.